He's quirky, caring, and spends way too much time on his hair.
Nice.
Danny Caselli, weekdays 12 p.m. Only on KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.
I've got to tell you the story, comrades, okay? There was this kid not too far from me. He must have been about 6 or 7 years old with his parents. And at 12:40 was the cutoff point. And this guy came through at about 12:34-ish. 6 minutes before the cutoff. A little bit overweight. Didn't look in the best shape. He looked really tired. And rightly so, right? So when the music dipped out of nowhere, this kid says, "Mom, look at that guy. He's never gonna make it." Like, so loud. The guy heard. Everyone heard. And the mom was so embarrassed. She just went and grabbed his mouth and went, "Shh." So I want to know from you, what's the most embarrassing thing that your child has ever said in public?
Okay, so first of all, I wanted to let you know that my son is on the spectrum, so he's got no filter. And we were on the beach the one day, and he pulled me up and he said, "Mommy, I need to go and show you something." And he takes me to this well-built guy that had a six-pack, and his wife sitting next to him, and he's like, "Mommy, check his six-pack." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I wanted to stick my head in the sand." It was so fun. Yeah, we had a good laugh about it. And yeah, that was very, very, very embarrassing for my son to drag me to go and see another guy's six-pack.
Andy James, when you look back and you look at Dear Daniel, has he said anything to embarrass you in public?
Oh, we've had so many. One was so recent as this weekend, but I'm not going to repeat it. Should I repeat it? No, I shouldn't repeat it. No.
Oh, go on, Andy. Life is short.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I can't.
Andy, you can't leave us hanging.
I can't. I'm sorry, KZN. No. This is the one time I'm going to be like...
No traffic.
My unhingedness is going to remain.
No traffic until we get the story. I've killed the music. Let's go. Come
okay,
on.
So my son is as unhinged as I am. I actually want to tell his dad version, not my version. So we were at the beach last year, and Daddy-O loses his swimming shorts in the water. Luckily, he still has some underwear.
Oh, okay.
So he's good, and he's still safe. And then Daniel walks past and waits for a group of ladies to come closer, because Dad's got the, you know, the towel wrapped around him now.
Yeah.
And he waits for the group of ladies to come closer. And he says, "My dad is," you fill in the blank, "in front of the ladies." And my husband is like, "You could have said that earlier before they came through, but you had to wait for them to come."
Exposing him.
Expose me like that, kid.
What did you do? Did you just run off? Or?
No, we just ignored it. He was red in the face. He was so embarrassed. And Daniel was like, "What's wrong? Like, what did I say?"
Kids are so honest. I love it. To add on to Andy James' stories, have a listen to yours.
Hi, Danny. It's Cindy here. Danny, when my child was in grade one, it wasn't in public. It was in class, and the poor teacher had to cope with it. But we taught him facts of life factually. And the teacher was speaking to them about where babies came from. And she said that they came from your tummy. And he stood up and he said, "No, Mrs. Emery, they don't come from your tummy. They come out your uterus." So, yes, she had to ask me if I'd explained to him. And I said, "Well, yes, I did." But very embarrassing for her.
Hi, Danny. It's Louise from Westbrook. So the most embarrassing thing my daughter did when she was about 3 years old. Now we go to Checkers and Checkers Hyper at the end of the month. So it is packed and everybody's got their trolleys and everything. And we go into this one section and she sees this laughing cow. And it's got the mommy and the baby cow on it. She says, "Look, Mommy, there's a cow like you."
Hi, Danny. It's Estelle here from Newlands East. Danny, when my daughter, who's 16 now, was 3, we were fetching her father from the Translux bus terminal at Durban Station, and we were waiting for him to come off the bus, and she was standing in front of me, and then she screamed out loud as the people were coming, alighting the bus. She screamed and said, "Hello, Daddy, you're Scarpy." And everybody started laughing. The people were finished. It's because my father and my mother and I were having a nice gossip session about him. And she remembered that my father called him a Scarpy. So, yeah, that was very embarrassing, eh? I had to do some massive damage control.
My daughter was about 3. We were standing in a queue waiting to pay.
when something caught her eye, and in a loud voice, she pronounced, "Ooh, big fat bottom."
Hi, it's Jason from Newland. On the topic of the most embarrassing things that your kids can say, oh girl, I have a 9-year-old daughter, and a good couple of years ago, she sees this poster of Kim Kardashian, and she always blurts out to her mom, "Mom, mom, there's daddy's girlfriend, it's Kim Kardashian, it's Kim Kardashian," and she still does it up till this day.
We'd love you to continue the conversation there. Maybe you are in the car with your kids and you can reminisce about things that they did when they were younger or said to embarrass you.
Mommy, it's Celeste here. My daughter was about, I think, also 7 or 8, and we caught a flight and a gentleman got on the flight with an eye patch. So, of course, she was into pirates at that stage. So she made this horrific noise. Arrgh! Mom, look, there's a pirate.
Hi, Danny. My son wasn't even 2 years old, and he was with me in the shopping market one day, waiting in the line to pay. And there was a young lady in front of us, and she had a tight yellow dress on with yellow sandals, and she had a yellow bag. But unfortunately, her hair that she had dyed blonde wasn't well kept, and it was quite messy. Only for my little child to go, "Wow, look, mommy, lion," quite loudly for everybody to hear.
Danny Caselli, weekdays 12 p.m. only on KZN's number one hit music station, East Coast Radio.